This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. An Israeli strike killed a senior rescue service official in Gaza. VOA's Christina Menenti reports.
An Israeli airstrike on a house in Jabalia on Sunday killed Mohamed Morsi, deputy director of the Gaza Civil Emergency Service in the northern areas of the Gaza Strip, and four of his family members, according to health officials. The Civil Service Emergency Service said in a statement that Morsi's death raised the number to 83 of its members killed by Israeli fire since October 7th. Residents said Israeli forces had also blown up several houses in the suburb of Gaza City. Medical teams said they were unable to answer desperate calls by some of the residents who had reported being trapped inside their houses. Later on Sunday, the Gaza Health Ministry said Israeli military strikes across the enclave killed at least 15 people. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans will be releasing a long-awaited report Monday blasting Democratic President Joe Biden's administration for failures surrounding the chaotic and deadly U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in August of 2021.
The report contends the administration made its decision to evacuate non-combatants far too late, failed to communicate between departments in Washington and among officials in Afghanistan, and botched the paperwork for the departure of Afghan civilians eligible to leave the country. It is the result of a three-year investigation led by Representative Michael McCaul, Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Democrats have insisted some blame for the messy end of the war, less than 7 months into Biden's presidency, should be laid at the feet of former U.S. President Donald Trump, who began the withdrawal process by signing a deal with the Taliban in 2020. Joe Ramsey, VOA News, Washington.
You'll find more at voanews.com.